Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking on a topic that's absolutely critical for every retail executive navigating today's fast-paced market. How to truly inspire action, you know, drive consistent results across your teams, from the bustling store floor right up to regional management.
Yeah.
We've gathered some fascinating insights from a source that really zeroes in on empowering leaders to connect and motivate in this, well, ever-evolving retail landscape.
That's right. I mean, think about it. The environment is defined by relentless disruption, fierce competition, increasing operational complexity.
Constantly changing.
Exactly. So a leader's ability to communicate with clarity, to inject genuine energy, and importantly, maintain consistency is more vital than it's ever been.
Right.
So we're going to unpack why effectively aligning, truly motivating, and deeply connecting your people to the company's core vision isn't just like a nice to have.
Yep.
It's the very heartbeat of a thriving retail business.
Yeah.
And our goal today is to move beyond the generic stuff and pinpoint how you can achieve this, especially using the powerful but maybe overlooked medium of direct video communication, even, you know, in tricky environments like low bandwidth stores.
Okay, let's unpack this foundational idea then. Our source immediately establishes this profound truth. Retail is fundamentally a business of people.
Mm-hmm. It sounds simple, but it's huge.
It really drives home that whether a retail operation soars or, well, struggles, its fate fundamentally depends on how well those people.
Everyone.
Everyone, from your newest store associate to your executive leadership, how aligned they are with your goals, how motivated, how connected.
Right, connected to the purpose, to each other.
It's not just about the products on the shelves as much as it is about the people selling them.
Right.
And the leaders guiding them.
Exactly. And what's truly fascinating here is the almost singular emphasis placed on the leader. The material points out that at the heart of every high-performing retail team is a passionate, high-energy leader who knows how to inspire action.
Right. We've all seen that, I think.
Yeah. And it cites examples where some leaders can deliver, like, a mere 60-second message and entirely shift the mood and momentum of a whole store team.
Wow. 60 seconds.
Yeah. So it immediately begs the question, what specific tangible elements allow such a brief moment to make such a profound difference?
What is it? Is it charisma?
Well, it's not necessarily about grand, perfectly scripted gestures or expensive production. Not really.
Okay.
Instead, the research suggests it's about embodying specific, palpable emotions, like genuine empathy when you're talking about a customer issue.
Okay.
Or that infectious excitement when you're introducing a new product line. It's about delivering one crystal clear, actionable takeaway.
Just one.
Just one, yeah. Directly into the camera, maybe even just your phone camera, as if speaking to just one person.
Interesting.
That raw, palpable conviction, you know, that cuts through way more than polished words.
That's a powerful distinction, conviction over polish. It makes me wonder, though, if a leader isn't, say, naturally charismatic, does this mean they're at a disadvantage? Does the source suggest this spark is something innate or, you know, can it be cultivated, amplified?
That's an excellent question. And the research indicates it's absolutely cultivable.
Okay, good.
Yeah. While some might have a natural inclination, sure, the key really lies in authenticity and intentionality.
Right, being real.
Exactly. It's less about being an actor and much more about genuinely believing in the message and just conveying that belief directly.
Mm-hmm.
The source really stresses understanding your audience, your store teams, and tailoring your message to resonate with their daily realities, even for just a minute.
Okay.
That's far more impactful than trying to mimic someone else's style. It's about finding your authentic voice and just using it consistently.
That makes perfect sense. Now, here's where it gets particularly interesting, I think, for the retail executives listening who are constantly evaluating new tech.
Always.
Our source spates a powerful truth, one I think many of us kind of know but might forget in the rush for the latest gadget. The best platform in the world is only as powerful as the leader using it.
Yes. That really hits home, doesn't it?
It really pushes back on the idea that simply implementing new software or some communication tool will magically solve all your problems.
Exactly. This underscores a critical insight. Teams don't inherently rise to the level of the tools they're provided.
Wow.
They rise to the level of the energy and vision that powers those tools.
Right.
I mean, we've all seen it, haven't we? When generic messages are simply pushed out across a vast store network, what happens?
Yeah, low engagement. Tumbleweeds.
Low engagement, inconsistent execution, probably a lot of eye rolling, let's be honest.
After.
But take that exact same message, right, and put it into the hands of a passionate retail leader who genuinely knows how to connect with people.
Then what?
And it's completely transformed. It stops being just, you know, information. It becomes a call to action. Think about it. A dry corporate memo on quarterly goals versus, say, a passionate, maybe even slightly unscripted video from a regional VP explaining why those goals matter.
Maybe with a personal story.
Yeah, maybe with an example from their own experience. The difference in impact is just night and day.
So given this human element, this leader's energy being the engine, how does that actually work when an executive can't physically be in every store?
Which is the reality.
It's the reality for most large retail operations, yeah. If the leader's energy is the key, then the challenge becomes, how do you distribute that energy effectively across this huge dispersed network?
Right. And that's where a platform like Insight, as the source describes it, comes into play.
Okay.
It's positioned not just as a generic delivery mechanism. In the hands of the right leader, it becomes, and I like this phrase, a megaphone for leadership.
A megaphone for leadership. I like that too.
It allows you to project your vision and energy, not just your words, to every single corner of your enterprise.
So amplifying that presence.
That's precisely where the strategic advantage lies. I mean, one of the biggest, most persistent challenges for retail executives is maintaining that strong, felt presence.
Across dozens, hundreds.
Thousands of store locations, potentially, you simply cannot physically be everywhere at once. It's impossible.
Right.
This is where the source makes a really compelling case for regular, authentic, video-based communications from leadership.
Video-based, okay.
Yeah. When leaders show up on screen with real passion and conviction, store teams don't just passively hear the message, they feel it.
They connect.
They connect with it, yeah.
Mm.
This directly addresses that question.
Right.
How do we leverage technology not just for efficiency, but for genuine human connection?
Right. And it doesn't have to be high production value, does it?
Not at all. The authenticity of a leader, even in a short, maybe slightly unpolished video captured on a smartphone, mm-hmm. that can be far more impactful.
More memorable.
Way more memorable than a perfectly crafted but, you know, impersonal memo or email. It kind of bypasses the formal filters and speaks directly to the team.
And that's where a sophisticated tool like Insight becomes so valuable, according to the source. It isn't just about sending video.
Yeah.
It allows these leadership communications to be timely, targeted, and consistent, even across a global footprint.
Which is key. Timely, targeted, consistent.
Imagine the impact. Sending out a brief Monday morning pep talk directly from a regional VP or maybe a product launch walkthrough from the head of merchandising, actually demonstrating key features with some genuine excitement.
Showing, not just telling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or even a monthly message reinforcing priorities directly via video.
Mm.
And crucially for our listeners, the source highlights that platforms like Insight are engineered for retail realities.
Meaning?
Meaning they excel at delivering videos seamlessly, even in those low bandwidth store environments. That's a huge practical barrier removed.
Oh, that's critical, yeah.
So this isn't just about sharing information anymore. It becomes a vital tool in sustaining culture, building morale, and actively driving strategy.
So leadership presence is actually felt.
It's felt and acted upon, even when you're thousands of miles away. It's about taking that personal connection and amplifying it effectively, without those technical hurdles getting in the way.
Which leads us naturally to, well, a fundamental challenge in retail. You can design the most brilliant strategy in the world at HQ, but if your teams on the ground aren't fully aligned and bought in, it just won't get executed as intended.
Yeah, the execution gap.
Precisely. The source observes that too often a vision is shared at HQ, but somewhere between the corporate office and the store floor, the signal gets lost.
Lost in translation.
Or just lost in the noise. This disconnection can show up as misinterpretation of goals, lack of clear priorities.
Or that feeling teams get that corporate doesn't understand us.
Exactly. That corporate doesn't understand our reality. And that breakdown in communication leads directly to a breakdown in execution, despite the best intentions, despite meticulous planning.
So if that signal gets lost, what makes a platform like Insight different in making sure it arrives, you know, loud and clear?
Well, the source argues it's not just its technical capabilities, although those are important. It's how it specifically empowers leaders to make strategy personal and actionable.
Personal and actionable. How?
It points out integrated tools for things like targeted training, micro-learning, real-time feedback, and two-way communication.
Okay, let's break that down. Micro-learning, what does that look like in this context?
So for your listeners, think quick, bite-sized video explainers, not long, cumbersome courses,
right?
Maybe a 90-second demo of a new point-of-sale feature, or a rapid walkthrough of a seasonal merchandising update. Stuff that can be consumed right there on the store floor.
Fitting into their busy day.
Exactly. Fitting into the incredibly busy retail environment. And importantly, it's not just a one-way street of information dump.
Ah, the two-way part.
Yeah. It's about enabling a dynamic dialogue, ensuring comprehension at every level, from top to bottom, asking questions, getting quick feedback.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It brings it to life.
Precisely. This whole approach empowers those passionate leaders with the ability to reinforce goals, celebrate wins, and course correct in the moment.
In the moment, that's key for retail agility.
Absolutely. Imagine a regional manager seeing a dip in a specific product sales in one particular store. Instead of a dry email chain, they could send a quick, encouraging video message directly to that store team, offering a specific sales tip, maybe, and a word of encouragement.
That feels much more supportive.
It does. Or, flip side, when a team smashes a sales target, a video from leadership celebrating that specific achievement fosters a sense of recognition and motivation.
That an internal memo just can't match.
Not even close.
Yeah.
This ensures that the strategy doesn't just sit in a binder somewhere collecting dust.
Right.
It truly comes to life. It translates those abstract objectives into concrete actions and tangible results right there on the store floor. It enables that agility, that responsiveness, by integrating direct human engagement.
Okay, so as we start to wrap up this deep dive, our source throws down a direct challenge to you, the retail leader listening. It asks, are you the leader who picks up the megaphone? Are you showing up for your teams in a way that's visible, consistent, and genuinely inspiring?
It's a tough question to ask yourself, honestly.
It is. And it's not just about being present for the sake of it, right? But being present with genuine purpose and that infectious energy we talked about.
And it prompts you to critically consider whether your important messages are being delivered with energy and purpose, or are they simply buried in a sea of corporate noise?
That corporate noise. What does that encompass?
Oh, it could be a flood of impersonal emails, those lengthy policy documents nobody reads, disconnected virtual meetings that drone on.
We've all been there.
We have. And importantly, it asks, are your tools truly serving your leadership? Are they amplifying your voice? Or are they just another system collecting dust because they don't facilitate that critical human connection?
Yeah, is the tech helping or hindering that connection?
Exactly. The source leaves no ambiguity here. Real results require real leadership. Full stop.
And the payoff.
When leaders actively engage and connect in this way, the payoff is substantial. Measurably improved team morale, significant drops in employee turnover.
Big cost savings there.
Huge. Increased sales performance, and tighter, more consistent execution of strategic initiatives. These aren't just soft metrics.
No, they hit the bottom line.
They translate directly to your bottom line. Absolutely.
So what does this all truly mean for you, the retail executive listening today? The ultimate question isn't just what platform are you using?
Yeah.
Or even what's your communication strategy on paper? It's more fundamental. It's who's actually holding the mic and how are they using it? It's a powerful reminder, I think, that while technology provides the essential infrastructure, especially platforms engineered for reliable, high-engagement delivery, even those tricky, low-bandwidth environments.
Which is crucial.
It's your human leadership, your authentic passion, your willingness to truly connect that remain the most potent drivers.
Yeah.
The real drivers of transformation and success in retail.
Yeah, that really sums it up. Which leaves us with a provocative thought for you to ponder this week.
Okay, let's hear it.
In a world where personal connection is increasingly valuable, maybe more than ever, how can you, as a leader, truly embrace the simplicity and, frankly, the power of direct video-based messages?
Simple but powerful.
Simple but powerful. To bridge the distance, inspire your teams, and turn your brilliant strategies into a living, breathing reality on your store floors.
So the challenge is,
think about what one simple, authentic video message you could record and send this week. Seriously, just one.
Like what?
Maybe a quick check-in, a genuine word of encouragement, a specific heartfelt thank you to a team or individual.
Something short, direct, real.
Exactly. Something that might just change the trajectory of your team's day or maybe even their entire week. Who knows? It starts with picking up that megaphone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.